This is Radio MD COVID-19 Weekly, your source for COVID-19 news from the front lines of healthcare. I'm your host, Caitlin White. We'll hear in an interview later on how to cope with the extra stress COVID is putting on the holiday season. That's up after this news. The litany of COVID-19 conspiracy theories is eroding belief in safety measures. A new study in Science Communication suggests that simply reading about a COVID-19 conspiracy theory can make people more likely to ignore scientific evidence and less likely to believe in preventative actions, such as wearing a face covering, are necessary. Despite growing scientific evidence of the virus's natural origins, the survey found that belief in COVID-19 conspiracy theories increased between March and July 2020. The researchers say it is urgent that as we seek to control the spread of this virus and anticipate ways to control and suppress future similar viruses, that we come up with ways to combat misleading and damaging conspiracy rhetoric. Well, the whimsy of cooking and baking that got us through the early stages of the pandemic is wearing off as we head into a second lockdown in some places. Katie Workman is a chef and writer behind the recipe website The Mom 100 and says cooking fatigue is real. She told NPR recently, even people who really, really like cooking are feeling the wear and tear of prepping three meals every day, whether you're cooking for a family or even solo. She thinks people are getting burnt out in part because the pleasure of cooking for friends and family or hosting dinner parties is gone, a void that she too can empathize with. With all the fanfare of traditional wedding celebrations stripped away during this pandemic, do virtual wedding guests still need to give the happy couple an expensive wedding gift? Well, experts told the New York Times that if you can afford it, you should still send over a gift, even if you are watching the vows from your living room. But couples should also keep their expectations of gifts low for what they receive. And what about the Zoom bridal shower? Now, those same experts say virtual shower gifts tend to be a little more practical on the gift spectrum rather than the sentimental types you might see at an in-person gathering. But when it comes to virtual engagement parties, they say those are the gifts you can skip during this strange time. Although our celebrations are very different this year, there is one part of the festive season that has not changed: holiday stress. People around the globe are still taking on a dizzying array of seasonal demands like shopping for gifts, baking cookies, and decorating. And this year, they now have the added stress of navigating the holidays in the age of COVID-19. According to neuroscience expert Dr. Patrick Porter, managing this stress is imperative, especially in this age of illness. He is back on our show today to share some tips people can use to tame festive stress, reduce symptoms of anxiety, and improve mental and physical wellness this holiday season. All right. Dr. Porter, with COVID ramping up in so many places, I feel like the biggest stressor this year is telling our friends and family we might not be coming over. How can we have these conversations?
Well, I think the main thing is to just be honest and upfront with what you want and be okay with saying no. It's hard for us to say no to people or to even disappoint people. But if we're just upfront with them and tell them, I think it's better to... It's like taking off a Band-Aid. We need to do it as quickly as possible and don't let it linger.
So with all the extra stressors of this holiday season, how can we train our brains to tame this stress?
Well, the main thing is to take time out to do some kind of mindfulness exercise or relax, even if it's as simple as putting on some classical music or some kind of new agey kind of music that doesn't have drums, and just sit back and relax. Maybe burn a candle or something if you can tolerate candles, and just relax and do that. And I think that will calm you down. Of course, a mindfulness practice helps during these times because stress builds up in our bodies and mm-hmm. causes us to think or act in ways that later we don't like, and maybe you're guilty about even acting that way.
Now, even with the election over, for the most part, you know, politics have been wild this year. And if we are seeing our family, maybe even on a Zoom call, how can we tackle those conversations about dicey politics?
Well, one thing is we always had a policy at our family gatherings: no politics and no religion if we had different religions. But I think the key is that there's going to be some heated debates, and because nothing is resolved yet, and it might not be even leading up to Christmas, is to let people, you know, we need to have proper discourse. I mean, when I was growing up in the 70s, people could talk to each other. It didn't matter what political party they were in. People mm-hmm. were able to have their own opinions. I think being tolerant of others, this seems to really be a heated debate among families. Mm-hmm. And I think during the holidays is a time to you know, let go of all those needing to be right or trying to convert somebody. The conversion is already done. The votes are in. So, I mean, it's now we have to, you know, we have to learn to live with whatever is decided by the powers that are going to be deciding it now.
Can you tell us more about what stress and anxiety does to your brain and your health, you know, especially in a time where a healthy immune system is so important right now?
Right. With the, what, number one, about the immune system, there's a term that was coined in the 70s called psychoimmunology. And what this term means is our psychology, or the way we think, actually affects the way our immune system functions. So the main thing that stress does is it shuts down the system. So think of our electrical system. And when you have stress, it's like driving through that area of the country where you have two different radio stations and you can't really make out either. And we get frustrated and upset. And that's kind of what happens in our body. It doesn't get the right signals. We don't think the same. In fact, they say that stress, prolonged stress, like what we've been under, can actually shrink the hippocampus, which is a physical part of our brain, right, that takes short-term memories, makes them long-term memories, also helps us to retrieve those memories. So if people are experiencing, quote, senior moments, it's really not senior moments. It's probably stress that's causing the disruption of flow of information.
Wow. So how can we reframe this anxiety and, you know, make it into something that benefits us a bit more?
Well, you know, we learn, most people want their life to be just pleasant all the time, but our brain and our nervous system really only learns under stress. So we can use the stress to come out of it better, but we need to have recovery time. You can't go from one stressful event to the other. And that could be as, like, maybe coming from work where you're doing your work, because we're working in our homes too, and then turning on the broadcast news or something like that. Maybe do something that breaks it up before you watch the news, or do your news earlier so that our bodies need a break from the stress. I mean, when we were primitive man, we might have had stress four or five times a week. Now we're getting that before breakfast. So we need to have a way to down-regulate our system in breathing techniques, mindfulness techniques. That's what we do at BrainTap, is we help people to learn these different techniques, and in our app helps people guide them through it.
Wonderful advice, Dr. Porter. Wrapping up here, any last minute advice, you know, as we head into this tumultuous holiday season?
I think number one is you don't have to be right all the time. And this is going to be a time when we all have opinions. But I think the holidays are a time to forget about our personal opinions and just share in love and be together, because that joy of that memory of this experience, no matter how bad it's been, you could have a really exciting, beautiful time at Christmas just by acknowledging that you're going to have fun again. You don't have to be about the politics or about the COVID or about anything. You can just make it about being together as a family, whether it's through Zoom or through you know, personal encounters.
Learn more about BrainTap at braintap.org. This has been Radio MD COVID-19 Weekly. Contact us with your questions or give us some feedback at COVID19@radiomd.com. I'm Caitlin White. Stay safe, stay warm, and stay 6 feet apart.